Oh, welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report, kicking off today with Christopher Mulan, founder and editor of The Technical Traders. And Chris, you and I were chatting off mic about kind of the setup for U.S. equity markets and a lot of the other markets, metals, oil, even U.S. dollar, that everybody or a lot of people follow very closely, especially on our site and on your sites. You did mention that this is a key week for either a breakout or a breakdown, mostly focused on U.S. equity markets, which will correlate over to moves in other markets. Let's just take that comment on the kind of large picture sense. Why do you think this week is so key, and which way do you think the break is going to happen?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot going on in the markets. We've had really big volatility in equities over the last 2.5-3 weeks. And, you know, last week we had a really strong recovery right at the end of the week. Yesterday was a big up day in equities. We're seeing more or less all the major indexes, even when you look across overseas, you look at the Euro stocks, the Nikkei, the DAX, they all have a very similar price action where they sold off huge and had a very strong rebound in the last couple sessions. They're all trading at, they all bounced up to resistance. And this is a very similar pattern like we saw back in mid-May. And the market is on the verge of having a really big move. And the big question is, are we going to break out to the upside? All these are primed and ready for huge moves. And they could be starting today, really. The big question is, are they going to break to the upside and rally? Or are they going to break down, roll over here, and all start to make another leg lower, similar to what we saw in the second half of May, where we saw about a week and a half of decline, and we see it creates an ABC correction, a three-wave correction in the market. And that's the direction I feel equities are going to go. All the trends for the major stock indexes are to the downside. The momentum is to the downside. And everything gapped up at resistance this week, and it's just starting to roll over, and we should see lower prices. And we're in position to profit from falling prices with an inverse ETF. That's what we're looking for.
Now, what about that weekly, let's say, S&P chart? Technically, the recent pullback, it was quick, but it looks like it's put in a higher low again in this trend so far from back in Christmas of last year. Are you not considering that this weekly chart still does look fairly strong thanks to that almost snapback rally we had at the tail end of last week, beginning of this week?
Yeah, the week, you look at the weekly chart, yeah, there's got a couple long lower wicks or tails on the chart, which is a sign that big buyers step back in and muscle the price back up. There are people accumulating. And this is why we're in this scenario where we're about to have a really big move. If we break to the upside, then it is we're gonna I think put in a very strong rally to new highs in the market. But we're still in this volatility window. We're still trading within that longer wick on that weekly chart. We're trading in that range, and there's no reason why we can't come down and test those lows again. Maybe go a little bit lower, and it'll be a cluster of these big volatility bars, you know, very similar to what we saw back in kind of May, October. We're going to see, November, December timeframe, where we have these big sell-offs and big rallies. So I think there's still more volatility, meaning more downside. I think we could test those lows again, maybe go a bit lower. But yeah, if you step back at the big picture, this is a pullback. We are still in a bull market. But as a short-term trader, the short-term bias is pointing to lower prices over the next four to 10 days. So I'm looking for a downward move. I'm just looking for a 3 to 5% drop here, depending on what price does when it hits the next support level. If it does get down there, then we could be looking to get long again. But the market is still in a bull market, and the weekly chart is looking strong. But when you drop down to a trader's time frame into the daily chart, the price is rolling over this week and looks like it's going to go back and test those lows from a week ago.
Okay, let's carry that over to some of these other markets like the precious metals. You and I were talking about this off mic. If we do get that breakdown, if it's 7 days, 10 days, who knows, maybe even longer than that, but either way, a short-term breakdown in U.S. equity markets, does that bring some more of that fear money into gold and gold stocks?
Yeah, I think it does. I think right now, you know, we've seen money move into gold and silver and miners as the safe as a safe haven, along with bonds, and even utilities are doing very well. If the stock market does roll over, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, we start to see it really pick up speed to the downside here. We're going to see money look for the safe haven. And of course, the outperforming asset class is precious metals sector. So money is going to rotate in there. And, you know, we're starting to see a little bit of a bounce in precious metals. The dollar is down over the last session here. So it's helping lift that. But really, it's a fear-based move. Equities are just starting to roll over on the intraday chart, which I think are heading lower for the next 4 or 5 days. And that should send money into the safe haven plays here, like gold, silver, and miners. And when you look at all the different plays, the gold miners ETFs themselves are look like they have a cleaner, a better setup than the physical gold and silver ETFs. Just the way the price action has consolidated, we've seen a nice bull flag form on the GDX, GDXJ, very nice consolidation. It's pulled back to the key moving averages. It looks primed and ready to pop and run here.
Okay, so do you think that the gold stocks could finally start outperforming the metals too, maybe in terms of breaking out above that 2016 level? I've already talked about it a lot this week, but I want to get your thoughts.
Yeah, I do. I think, I mean, they're performing very well in general. I think they will outperform physical gold and silver and the broad market. You know, we have seen them underperforming the market the last really couple of weeks. They've kind of pulled back a lot more than what gold and silver physical metals have done. But I do feel as though the miners will almost always outperform the physical gold, and it'll outperform the stock market when, you know, this type of scenario that we're in a distribution phase in the overall stock market where we rally up to new highs, but then the market gets clobbered with huge, heavy volume distribution selling. Big players are unloading. Every time we poke to a new high, they slowly rotate in and then suddenly flood the market with sell orders. And we're in a near topping phase for the stock market, very close to rolling over. And this is when miners should really take hold and outperform and do really well. So they're definitely going to lead the way, I think, going forward.
Okay. Yeah, you just want that confirmation, right? The miners outperforming, that gives, I think, more investors confidence to put money into the precious metals. Let's also talk about oil, though, because oil, in all fairness, kind of seems stuck right now. It's currently trading right around that $56 level, but it's been really choppy over the last few weeks. Where do you see oil going, and how correlated is that, say, to what the U.S. markets do?
Yeah, well, I mean, crude had a nice sell-off a couple of weeks ago. It hit the 51 target that we were looking for, and then it put in a really sharp knee-jerk reaction bounce back up to this kind of $57 area, which is a falling trend line. There's a very significant level across recent highs that if you drew a line across them, that's where crude oil rallied to last week at around $57 per barrel for the WTI. And since then, we've seen it pull back and consolidate. Over the last session, we've seen oil move back up. It's testing that trend line, resistance trend line again. And we're just waiting to see if it's going to break or roll over here. Because if it does form a reversal candle or a pattern, then we're going back down to that 51, potentially back down to the 44. I do have a downside target of 44 longer term. But the question is, I think that's looking out several months from now. And looking at this as a trader's standpoint, it's at resistance, very similar to what the equities market is doing. It is trading at a level here that if it can break and close above $57 a barrel, then we're off to the races to back up to the 60, 62 very quickly. But if we do see the price reverse this week, we're heading back down to 51. That'll be the first area of support. If that is broken, then we're going down to 44. So right now, it's at this really critical turning point. I have all my cycle analysis. Crude oil is orange, which means it's kind of trendless. It's lost its downward momentum. It doesn't have any upward momentum yet. It's lingering at resistance, and we're just waiting to see which way it's going to go. Are we going to go green, or are we going to roll over and turn red and see distribution selling kick into crude again? So it's crude oil. I would sit tight and see if we can break above 57, or if it starts to roll over here on a very strong down day, then, you know, downside target is 51.
So looking at the chart, this is all very much a range-bound trade. Do you see in a longer-term perspective more clear pictures, whether bullish or bearish, in terms of breaking out of this range?
You know, usually we see commodities outperform and do really well kind of near the end of a bull market in stocks. And crude had a really good run from the lows of more or less December last year, from, you know, 44 all the way up to 65. You know, it did have a huge run. So my concern is, if the economy is softening, I don't think crude has a whole lot of upside left. I think when things start to go sour, it's going to flounder and we'll be back down to that 44. You know, we could go back down to those 2016 lows again. So I'm not feeling crude in the big rally mode to really take off and to see lofty prices. I think low 60s is as high as it'll possibly get. And then I think by then we're going to be in some type of recession and things are going to tighten up and we'll see crude flounder and continue to go lower. So I'm not a huge bullish fan long term. I'm more bearish. And at this point as a trader, I'm neutral on it.
Okay. No, fair enough. There's still an opportunity there to trade, but I don't blame you kind of longer term for being a bit skeptical on the overall bullish picture, just, well, because look at around, recession fears abound and a lot of data around the world is pretty weak. So that would all weigh on the overall oil and energy sector. Chris, interesting comments. As always, great chatting with you. Everyone, click the link below. Go visit the Technical Traders website to follow along with what Chris is trading and what he is writing for his subscribers. Thanks for your time today, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Take care.